Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Shamadva mama duryat mayam sadavo dinavatsalaha ityuktva sru mukhapado syalasva sror atagrahit Shamadva mama duryatmyam sadavo dinavatsalaha ityuktva sru mukhapado syalasva sror atagrahit Shamadva mama duryat myam sadhavo dinavatsalaha ityuktva sru mukhapado syalasva sror atagrahit Vaishnavis. Shamadvam, kindly excuse. Mama, my. Dratmyam, atrocious activities. Sarvaha, both of you are great saintly persons. Dinavatsalaha, and are very kind to poor, cripple-minded persons. Iti uktva, saying this. Asrumukaha, his face full of tears. Pado, the feet. Sialaha, his brother-in-law Kamsa. Svasro, of his sister and brother-in-law. Ata, thus. Agrahit, captured. Translation. Kamsa begged, my dear sister and brother-in-law, please be merciful to such a poor-hearted person as me, since both of you are saintly persons. Please excuse my atrocities. Having said this, Kamsa fell at the feet of Vasudeva and Devaki, and his eyes full of tears of regret. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Although Kamsa had spoken very nicely on the subject of real knowledge, his past deeds were abominable and atrocious, and therefore he further begged forgiveness from his sister and brother-in-law by falling at their feet and admitting that he was a most sinful person. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I first offer my humble obeisances at the senior Vaishnavs and beg from them that I may speak properly on the Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta as given to us by Srila Prabhupada. This is a very short purport, but there's a lot that can be said on this short statement by Srila Prabhupada and what to speak of the verse also. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, and even one word of Srimad Bhagavatam, if one has the ability, they could speak for days and days on just one verse, one word of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Kamsa, we're continuing to hear from him and see how he's had a wake-up call from Mother Durga. The demons, they worship Durga, they worship Kali, even though Durga, Kali, she kills the demons. But the demons, Durga is their Ishtadev. And so to have the statement from Mother Durga just smash into his heart, Kamsa has a wake-up call and he's trying to repent for what he has done. But as we see later on, Mother Nagapatni gave such a beautiful class yesterday. She was talking about association. Later on, Kamsa, after stating all of this, after repenting, he's going to have the newborn children killed. He's going to perform more and more atrocious activities, more abominable activities. So today in this verse, he's falling down at the lotus feet of Vasudeva and Devaki, his eyes are full of tears of regret. Is he sincere here? Can we read this and say that he's sincere in what he's saying? At this moment, yes. He's had such a wake-up call. Durga herself has chastised him. He's speaking transcendental knowledge. But we see that this won't last. His mind is going to change due to bad association. And so for us reading this today, when we're experiencing regret for activities or certain things, where is our sincerity? Are we sincere in what we're doing? Kangsa, it seems like he's sincere here. And so we all want to live a real life of authenticity, of sincerity. We all want that. And we can see that association is so important. Sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. The scriptures state that the highest knowledge is to associate with advanced devotees, associate with sadhus. But we see that Kangsa, he's surrounded himself by demonic personalities who are not going to guide him properly in surrendering to Krishna. And so we are all kind of experiencing that in this material world. We feel that we're sinful, isn't it? It's very hard for people to understand this, but as devotees, the frame of mind is that we are sinful because we are in this material world. And so we can understand that everybody that's in the material world, they're sinful. Because sin actually starts with avidya, ignorance. The essence of our philosophy, or the basis of our philosophy, starts that we are the eternal servants of Krishna, Jivaras Rupahoi Krishna Nityadas. That's where our philosophy begins, understanding that we're all eternal servants of Krishna. But due to envy, the living entity turns away from Krishna, turns away from the service of Krishna, and wants themselves to be served, wants to enjoy separately from Krishna in this material world. And because of their ignorance, they're involved in karma. And this karma produces good and bad fruit of activities, or fruit of results. And so ignorance, it all starts with ignorance, not understanding who we are. Because we don't understand who we are, we perform activities that are not conducive to understanding who we are. It further propels us into a mode of ignorance and passion. We perform more and more and more activities that further degrade us, further propel us into sinful activity. And so then there's Parabdha and Aparabdha. Parabdha is the reactions that we're getting in this lifetime from activities that we've performed in previous lifetimes. In Aparabdha, we're getting the... Rupa Goswami actually states that Aparabdha can be kuta and bijam. It could be seeds of sin that are in our heart, and it's going to fructify in the next lives. And so sin always starts with avidya, ignorance. And it's very hard for people in this world to admit that they're sinful because they want to do what they want to do. They want to do what makes them feel good. And actually in Vishnu Purana, the real definition of sin, of illusion, Vishnu Purana states that any moment where Krishna is forgotten, that is the greatest sin, that is the greatest illusion. Forgetting Krishna. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Pabhebhyo Moksha Shyami Ma Sujaha. Don't worry, surrender unto me, and I'll get rid of all of that Pabhebhyo, the papa, the sin. The Prabdha karma, the Aparabdha, the Bijam, the Kuta, it can all be washed away by taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And so in this purport, Kangsa is admitting that he was the most sinful person. And when one starts on the path of devotional service, they understand, I am sinful. I have forgotten Krishna. What to speak of a moment ago, millions and millions of lifetimes have forgotten Krishna. I'm fallen. I'm degraded. And so in Kali Yuga, Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reclaim all the fallen souls. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, Swayam Bhagavan. But he is taking on the mood of a devotee and showing us how to engage in devotional service. And while he is doing that, spreading the Sankirtan movement, he's reclaiming all fallen souls. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 16, verse 1, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami states that, I worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose nectarian mercy flows like a great river, inundating the entire universe. Just as a river flows downstream, Lord Chaitanya especially extends himself to the fallen. Purport. Narottam Das Thakur has sung Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore. He prays for Lord Chaitanya's mercy because he is the mercy incarnation, having appeared especially to reclaim the fallen souls. The more fallen one is, the greater one's claim to the favor of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One must only be very sincere and serious. Despite being contaminated by all the bad qualities of this Kali Yuga, if one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord will surely and certainly deliver him. The best example is Jagai and Madhai. In this age of Kali, practically everyone is like Jagai and Madhai. But the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still flowing like a great river, inundating the entire world, and thus the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is successfully claiming all fallen souls to free them from contamination. Hari Bol. So Jagai and Madhai. Who was Jagai and Madhai? In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Madhya Lila, chapter 13, it talks about how one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was sitting with all of the Vaishnavas. And Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they were nearby. And so the Lord, he said, Haridas, Lord Nitai, come here. I have an order for you. I order you that you go to every home in Navadvip, and you say to them, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and teach others about Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, he said, and if they don't chant, then I will come with my chakra and I will cut off their heads. And all the devotees started laughing, seeing the Lord joking. And so Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they started going from house to house, knocking on the doors, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika. The pious, they would chant the holy names. Or they would at least say, oh, they're very nice sadhus, they're going around. And they were dressed as sannyasis. And they were going around. But others who were envious of them or could not see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya at nighttime, they thought, they're ruining the village. They're going around and they're acting like madmen. We should capture them and take them to the king. Why are they speaking like this? And so they were disturbed by what they were doing. But others, they were chanting. And so they were going everywhere, saying, Krishna is your father, Krishna is your mother, Krishna is the wealth of your life. Chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And so, after spending all day going around, they saw two personalities that were drunk in the middle of the street. And they were rough and tough and speaking very nasty and drinking wine. And Lord Nityananda, he looked at them and he said to Haridas Thakur, who are these two persons? We should deliver them. If these two are delivered, then the whole world will glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If these two are delivered, then I will be known as a servant of Lord Chaitanya. If these two are delivered, it will be a great benediction for our preaching. And so they ask somebody, who are these two personalities? And so Jughai and Madhai, they're actually born in Brahmin families. Their names are Jagadananda and Madhavananda, but shortened for Jughai and Madhai. And so they were Brahmins from birth, but they were immersed in sinful activities. They were constantly drunk, drinking wine. They were meat eaters. And it was known that they would plunder every home they could and burn the houses in Navadvip. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that there was no sin that they had not performed. But they had one good quality. They had never offended a Vaishnav. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, he actually states that, because how could they offend Vaishnavs if they're always with drunkards? They never had an opportunity to associate with a Vaishnav, so therefore they never had an opportunity to blaspheme a Vaishnav. And so, Lord Nityananda, he said, we are going to deliver them today. And Haridas Thakur said, because you want them delivered, they are already delivered. And so, they started getting closer, but people warned them. They said, don't you know who these two people are? If they catch you, they are going to beat you. They might even kill you. Don't go close to them. They're warning them. Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they walked up to close enough where they could speak with them. And they said, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koto Krishna Shika. And when Jughai and Madhai heard this and saw that they were talking with them, they said, catch them, catch them. And they started running after Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda as fast as they could. But their bodies were very fat, so they couldn't run as fast. And Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they started running and laughing and joking with each other. Haridas Thakur said, Lord Chaitanya has just saved me from the beatings of the Yavanas, but now today, because of your restless character, I am going to die. And Lord Nityananda said, why are you blaming me? Our Lord, he's a Brahmin, but he's acting like a king, giving us orders. It's his fault. Why are you blaming me? And in this way, they were running as fast as they could and joking with each other. And Jughai and Madhai, they were yelling, get back here, get back here. We'll catch you. Don't you know we live here? But because they couldn't run very fast, they couldn't catch him, so they started just beating each other. That's how demoniac they were. They couldn't catch them, so they just started shoving and beating each other in the dirt. And so, Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, they went back to report to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jughai and Madhai. And the Lord said, because Lord Nityananda is wishing them well, then they will be delivered. And Haridas Thakur, he went to Advaita Acharya, and he started saying how Lord Chaitanya has me go out with Lord Nityananda, and this Nitai, he's so restless. Sometimes when we're walking by the river Ganga, there will be all these crocodiles, and he'll jump in the river and start wrestling with the crocodiles. Sometimes he'll go into a cowherder's house and he'll start stealing butter, stealing milk. And then I get blamed for it, and I have to pay my obeisances to them, and I have to calm them down. He's very, very restless. And Advaita Acharya said, Lord Nityananda is very drunk on love of God, and so it's befitting that he's trying to save these other drunkards. And that night, Jughai and Madhai, they were walking around Navadvip, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was also walking from the night kirtans they were having at Srivas Thakur's place. And Jughai and Madhai, they said to Lord Chaitanya, they called him, hey, Nimai Pandit, you have such good singers, you should sing the Mangala Chandi, the prayers to Goddess Kali, Chandi. You should sing these prayers, they're so beautiful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just left, he didn't speak with them. So the next day, Jughai and Madhai, they were standing somewhere, and Lord Nityananda, he saw them and went up to them. And they, Jughai and Madhai, they saw him and they said, what is your name? Lord Nitai, he said, my name is Avadhut. And when they heard the name Avadhut, saintly person, Madai, he took up a piece of a broken pot and he smashed it over the head of Lord Nityananda. And blood came out all over the body of Lord Nitai. And Madai, he was going to throw another piece of pot and smash him again. But Jagai, he said, stop, stop. Why are you beating this saintly person? What's the use of beating him? He's helpless. And other people who were around, they saw what had happened. They had gone and told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other devotees, they ran to the spot and they saw Lord Nityananda bleeding. We see the painting here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called, Chakra, Chakra, Chakra. And he was ready to cut off the heads of Jagai and Madai. And Lord Nityananda, he begged the Lord. He said, actually, Jagai has saved me. He protected me. And when the Lord heard that Jagai had protected him, the Lord, he said, you have protected my Nitai. I give you pure love of God. And Jagai, he fell down and started exhibiting ecstatic symptoms because the Lord had just given him love of God. And the Lord actually put his foot right on the chest of Jagai. And Jagai, he held on to that foot, which is most dear to Lakshmi Devi, and he held it like the most valuable jewel. And Madai, he was thinking that Jagai and I are one. Why am I not being saved? And so he went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, you're forgiving the sins of Jagai, but you're not forgiving me. And the Lord said, because you have smashed the body of Lord Nityananda. And Madai, he pleaded with him, but there are other demons that even shot your body with arrows, and you forgave them. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said something very deep. He said, the body of Lord Nityananda is more exalted than my own body. And he said that if you want to be forgiven, then you must go and beg for forgiveness from Lord Nityananda. So Madai, he went and he begged at Lord Nityananda's lotus feet for forgiveness. And Lord Nityananda hugged him. And so Jagai and Madai, they were saved by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. At this point, the Lord said that they should all have kirtan. And so he told the devotees that Jagai and Madai, they should be forgiven of all their sinful activities. That they had love of God now. They were no longer who they once were. They were freed from all sins. And to show that they were all freed from all of their sins, the Lord's body became blackish, taking in all of their sinful activities, all of their sinful acts. And so the Lord, he looked at Advaitacharya and he said, how do I look? And Advaitacharya said, you look like Shyamasundar. And he said, start having kirtan. And as they were having kirtan, and everybody was enraptured in the ecstasy of kirtan, the Lord's body returned to its golden hue, its golden color. And so in the next chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavad, it talks about how Yamaraj himself, he heard and saw the activities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda freeing Jagai and Madai of all their sinful activities. And Yamaraj, he said to Chitragupta, the one who is secretary, you can say, he said, how many sinful activities has Jagai and Madai performed? And Chitragupta said, we have had thousands of scribes trying to write down all of their sinful activities and it's still not come to an end. Even if you had thousands of ears and we had hundreds of reciters, we still cannot describe all of the sinful activities that Jagai and Madai have performed. And Yamaraj, hearing about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda upon Jagai and Madai, he fainted in ecstasy and he had sankirtan, he had kirtan. Yamaraj himself, he had kirtan glorifying Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And so, we can, hearing Srila Prabhupada's purport of how everybody in this world, in this day and age of Kali Yuga, is like Jagai and Madai, performing so many sinful activities because they're covered with ignorance, avidya. They're performing such sinful activities. but by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda through the devotees, and Srila Prabhupada says, ISKCON, the people can be saved. And so we see that one who feels himself most fallen actually gets the greatest mercy from Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita and we read the Srimad Bhagavatam in the scriptures, the mood of the Vaishnavas is always one of Trinadapi Sunichena Tororiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. The Vaishnavas, they feel themselves to be more fallen than the blades of grass in the street. They feel that they need to be more tolerant than the tree. And in that way, they can always chant the holy names. So this is the mood of Vaishnavas. And we even read in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he talks about how actually I am lower than Jagai and Madai. We heard about Jagai and Madai and their activities, yet Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is such a great personality, a great Vaishnava, that he was able to write the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glorify the Lord. He's saying that he's lower than Jagai and Madai. He says that actually I'm lower than the worm and stool. How can such a great personality feel like this, feel like the most sinful, degraded person? So the Vaishnavas, they show us how what it means to be really humble, really deep in humility, because they understand who they are. They understand the relationship to Krishna. And even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, who is exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, he would sometimes say that, actually, I have no love of God. If I had love of God, I would leave my body. How can I tolerate living in this material world? If I had love of God, I would die. I would go to Goloka Vrindavan. And so the great personalities, they show by their example that they're not just speaking some words. They're not trying to say these words so that others will glorify them. Oh, if I act in humility, then people will think I'm a great Vaishnav, and you know, I am a great Vaishnav. People should worship me. But no, they understand how deep Krishna consciousness is, what real love of God is, and so they know that the goal is so high. And so when we see Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, when they meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their moods are of such humility that it's breaking the Lord's heart. They're breaking the Lord's heart in their humility. And when we read their works, Srila Sanatana Goswami's books and Srila Rupa Goswami's books, even to actually enter into the books of the Goswamis, we have to first try to obtain the humility that they're exhibiting. Otherwise, we will not be able to properly enter into their books, into the scriptures. But we see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the first part, Narada Muni, he wants to find the person who's received the Lord's mercy. So he sees a Brahmin, he's worshipping Shalagram Shila. Narada Muni starts glorifying him. Oh, I am nothing compared to the king. The king is worshipping the Lord greater than me. I am not a proper recipient of the Lord's mercy. So he goes to the king. Narada Muni starts glorifying the king. Me? I am not glorifying the Lord as much as Indra. I am fallen, I am degraded. Indra, he's a better recipient of the Lord's mercy. So he goes to Indra, and on and on and on. Goes to Prahlad. Each time he goes to a devotee, the Yadus, the Uddhava, each time he goes to the different devotees, starts glorifying them, they have the same response. I am nothing. I am not the recipient of the Lord's mercy. This devotee, he's greater. He's received more mercy. And so modern people, they might hear devotees speaking about this. Walking down the street, two devotees are talking. One devotee says, oh, Prabhu, I'm lower than a worm in stool. What did he just say? How can modern people understand this? You know, the materialistic people. Because in the world that we live in, they want you to get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, you're powerful person. You're going to conquer the day. You're going to be wealthy and happy. Whereas a devotee is just thinking, I'm so fallen and degraded. I'm the most sinful. I just want to glorify the Vaishnavs. I want to glorify my guru. I want to serve the devotees. I just want to be a servant. People hearing this, they'll think, wow, they have a self-esteem problem. They need to be put on medication. We need to correct that thinking. Don't they know that they're masters? But Srila Prabhupada, he taught that everybody should be addressed as Prabhu. In a spiritual community, one should address others as Prabhu, thinking themselves to be Das. Das, Das, Anudas, the servant of the servant of the servant. And so this deep mood of humility, it's one of the characteristics of pure love of God. And Srila Prabhupada, we can see in his own life how he was the greatest of all preachers. He was very bold and very powerful in his preaching. But yet he had such humility in many different situations. His humility really shined. And also this is another powerful point to talk about, is that when one is preaching, Srila Prabhupada said that one should have the courage of an Englishman and the heart of a Bengali mother. And so when we're around Vaishnavs and devotees, we should be wanting to serve the devotees and the Vaishnavs. But when we're out preaching, we should be bold and courageous. And it's not diminishing the humility in any way, but you're trying to glorify the Lord. And this is actually a true Madhyama Adhikari. We don't want to be Kanishta Adhikaris. We want to rise above. We don't want to be materialistic devotees. I was just listening to Srila Prabhupada, and he was telling devotees how they should rise from Kanishta Adhikari to Madhyama Adhikari. And when you're in Madhyama Adhikari, you understand that there's four different, you could say, gradations of thinking, that you understand who the Supreme Lord is. You understand who a devotee is. You understand who the envious are, and you understand who the innocent are. You preach to the innocent. You avoid the envious. You worship the Lord. And according to the Vaishnavs, you want to make friends with the Vaishnavs. You want to serve them. Or even if you're in a senior position, give mercy to those who are junior. And a real Madhyama Adhikari, they understand who the pure devotees are and tries to bring others to the pure devotee, to the Uttama Adhikari. So in this tiny purport today of Kamsa thinking that he is the most sinful person, there's so much that we can reflect on throughout the day. Thinking about Jagai and Madai, the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and how even as devotees, sometimes it's stated that in the mode of goodness, it brings about pride. Right? And sometimes that mood of humility, sometimes we're thinking, oh, just see, I'm following the four regular principles. I'm chanting my 16 rounds. Look at these other fallen people out there. You know, they're so degraded. I'm better than them. I'm a devotee. But actually, a Vaishnav, in their humility, they think, actually, I'm not better than them, but I'm more fortunate than them. Somehow or other, I've gotten the mercy, the causeless mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavs. Somehow I'm able to perform devotional service, maintain sadhana. I'm fortunate, and I should take that fortune. I should spread that fortune around. So there's a lot more that we can say, but I'll stop here if there's any questions or comments. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada.